Stacia Wolverton currently works for the Agency for Persons with Disabilities and has worked for the state in other capacities throughout her life.
I've worked for APD for 4 years. I'm the statewide receptionist. I answer the 1-800 number for them. And I just wanted to say, for me, having a job gives me a sense of purpose, because I know when I get up in the morning that I'm not collecting from Social Security or just sitting around the house, but I'm able to get out and earn my own paycheck and do a great job.
The 40-year-old is visually impaired, but Wolverton says she doesn't let that stop her.
I pray to Jesus every day, every morning when I get up, that I'm able to give people some kind of hope, because that's always my goal. I once had a man who called me who was visually impaired, and he said, "I can't work because I'm blind." And I said, "Well, if that were the case, I would not be talking to you, because I'm visually impaired and I'm working."
Yeah. And APD Director Palmer praised her for the value she brings to the agency.
She has won the Star Award for our agency because of the way she is with people. It's just unbelievable. And one of the things we were talking about is she doesn't just know. I mean, if you're going to do this job, you have to know everything about our agency, you know, and where to get the help. But guess what? She knows everything about ACA. She knows everything about DJJ. She knows about Elder Affairs. She sends people to the right people in all these different agencies. She is truly a star.
That's great. Yeah.
Governor Rick Scott and Attorney General Pam Bondi also commended Wolverton for her work.
And I'm glad you're so successful.
Thank
and you're an inspiration to so many other people.
You give us hope.
Yeah, and thank you for what you do as you talk to others and give them a glimmer of hope or more.
Thank you.
And Palmer has a message for employers.
To all the employers out there, this is Disability Awareness Employment Month. I challenge you to hire at least 2 people with developmental disabilities or any type of disability.
She says employers who want to hire people with disabilities can post openings on the FloridaJobs.org website. Meanwhile, APD is also hosting an event next Wednesday to give awards to 8 employers statewide that have led the way in hiring people with disabilities. The event, which will include informational displays and refreshments, will be held in Tallahassee City Hall from 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.